Why parents lose their temper. Imagine this. Your child spills cereal on the floor, and before you realize it, you're shouting. You know it's an overreaction, but it feels like an automatic response, like something inside you just snapped. You aren't alone. Many parents lose their temper in moments like these. It usually happens when stress, tiredness, or emotional triggers push you past your limits. Understanding why this happens is the first step toward taking control. Outbursts, or losing your temper, often follow a pattern. They are usually triggered by strong emotions like anger, fear, or stress. These reactions aren't intentional, they happen automatically. They are learned behaviors from past experiences. Maybe you grew up in a home where your parents reacted the same way, and without realizing it, you ended up doing the same. It's not something you choose. It just occurs, sometimes without any warning. Outbursts don't happen for no reason. They're reactions to specific events. Whether it's the stress of being late, a tough day at work, or unresolved emotional issues, your brain responds to situations that push you past your limit. Sometimes these triggers may not even have anything to do with your child. Recognizing what's causing your reaction is crucial. However, not every outburst is the same. Some, like shouting when your child runs into traffic, are based on real concern and can be understandable. Preventing outbursts. On the other hand, harmful outbursts, such as yelling over small issues, can damage your relationship with your child and increase stress, making future outbursts more likely. Losing your temper often also affects your health. Every time you lose control, stress hormones rise, which could lead to problems like high blood pressure and a weakened immune system. For your child, the effects are equally serious. Children learn by example, and constant outbursts can make them anxious or emotionally distant, causing them to react similarly when stressed. The positive aspect is that by recognizing your triggers and learning to respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively, you can decrease the frequency of losing your temper. You don't have to remain calm at all times. It's about mastering how to handle your reactions when challenges arise. Manage emotional triggers as a parent. It's late in the day, you're worn out, and your kids are testing your patience. One more outburst, and you feel like you're going to lose it. But what's happening isn't just about your child's behavior, it relates to what triggers you emotionally. We all experience them, and understanding how they function can help you manage challenging moments without losing your composure. Triggers are situations that increase the chances of overreacting, especially with your kids. These are like emotional buttons that become more sensitive when you're feeling stressed, tired, or overwhelmed. Kids, often unknowingly, have a knack for pressing these buttons. Their behavior, whether through tantrums or relentless demands, can quickly tap into your weak spots. The key is recognizing that trying to prevent your kids from pushing your buttons isn't the solution. Children's brains are still developing, so it's unrealistic to expect flawless behavior. They will make mistakes, test limits, and sometimes act out. Rather than focusing on controlling their actions, the priority should be learning to manage their reactions. Begin by identifying your triggers, factors like exhaustion, multitasking, loud noises, or anxiety often make it easier to lose your temper. Recognizing when something is setting you off is the first step in preventing a meltdown. Watch for early warning signs, such as body tension, irritability, or racing thoughts. Being aware of these signals can help you step back before things escalate. Once you know your triggers, the next step is to manage them. Some triggers can be avoided or fixed, like getting more rest. Some situations, like handling a child's public tantrum, can't be avoided. What truly matters is how you respond. The power of single-tasking in parenting. Parenting can feel overwhelming, especially when you're trying to juggle tasks like cooking, cleaning, and responding to messages, all while your kids need your attention. The more you try to do, the more stressed you get, and before you know it, you're snapping. The key to staying calm is doing less, specifically, focusing on single tasking. Multitasking is a misconception. The brain is not designed to manage multiple tasks simultaneously, and attempting to do so can raise stress levels. The more you try to juggle, the more errors you'll make, the easier it is to miss important details, and the greater your frustration will become. In contrast, single tasking allows you to concentrate on one task at a time, improving efficiency and lowering the stress that can trigger emotional outbursts. Begin by paying attention to when you're multitasking. For instance, if you're assisting your child with homework while also thinking about the laundry or checking your phone, take a moment to pause. Decide to focus on just one task, whether it's giving your full attention to helping your child or completing the laundry. The sense of relief that comes from single tasking can help reduce stress and prevent feelings of being overwhelmed. Single tasking doesn't mean you'll never multitask, but it allows you to control when and how you do it. Before switching tasks, consider if it's truly necessary. If you're feeling tired or stressed, it's better to focus on one task at a time. A simple way to single task more is to put your phone down. Phones can easily pull your attention away from the present. Turn off unnecessary notifications, limit your screen time, and keep your phone out of sight when you're with your kids. This can help you stay focused and more present in the moment. How to stay calm and keep your cool as a parent. Feeling tired, stressed, and on edge. If you're a parent, you're not alone. One of the main reasons you might lose your temper with your kids is that you're neglecting things that keep you balanced. You may think you're managing fine on little sleep or handling everything by yourself, but in reality, that approach only sets you up for frustration. To avoid snapping at your kids, you need to focus on three key things: sleep, support, and self-compassion. 1. Sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. You simply can't perform at your best with only 5 hours of sleep, and convincing yourself otherwise only leads to frustration, poor choices, and irritability, especially with your kids. If you find yourself constantly tired, consider tracking your sleep, establishing a consistent bedtime, and minimizing screen time before bed. Make gradual adjustments, such as going to bed earlier or cutting back on caffeine and alcohol. If you're in a phase where sleep is difficult to come by, like with a newborn or a sick child, it's important to adjust your expectations. Focus on getting through the day with fewer tasks, and don't be hard on yourself. It's okay to lower the bar when you're exhausted. 2. Parenting alone isn't practical, so stop pretending you can do it without assistance. Establishing a support system is essential. Your network should consist of three key groups: professionals such as doctors and teachers for guidance, close family or friends for day-to-day help, your best friends for emotional support. Don't be afraid to ask for help when needed, and be open to offering help in return. Raising children with a team makes the journey more manageable and helps you maintain emotional balance. 1. Be gentle with yourself. Many parents tend to be their toughest critics, especially after a challenging day. Rather than being hard on yourself, treat yourself as you would a close friend. Recognize the difficulties you're going through. Remind yourself you're not alone, and speak kindly to yourself. The more you practice self-compassion, the easier it will be to remain calm in tough situations. Getting enough sleep, seeking support, and practicing self-compassion is key to staying calm, focused, and emotionally present for your children. Take space to stay calm with kids. Sometimes, the best way to keep your cool with your kids is to step away. It might seem unusual, but creating physical space between you and your children is one of the most effective ways to stay calm. If you're not in the same room, you can't lose your temper, and the distance allows you to manage the emotions they may stir up. Today's parents spend more time with their kids than any previous generation, which can contribute to burnout. Consider your other relationships. Do you want to be with your partner, best friend, or sibling every minute of the day? Likely not. A healthy relationship requires space, and the same goes for your bond with your kids. They need the freedom to figure things out independently, whether it's resolving conflicts or building a fort. Constantly intervening not only hinders their development, but also takes an emotional toll on you. Taking time for yourself doesn't mean you're neglecting your kids. It's about carving out moments to recharge so you can return feeling refreshed and fully present. This could be as simple as swapping childcare responsibilities with your partner or asking a trusted family member to watch the kids for a while. If you can't physically step away, like during family vacations or busy weekends, try to create some mental space. Being able to emotionally detach when your kids are acting out can be just as effective as physically removing yourself. For those who feel guilty about not spending enough time with their children due to work, divorce, or other circumstances, it's important to remember that quality matters more than quantity. Regular calls, FaceTime, or letters can maintain a strong connection, even if you're not physically together often. Prioritizing self-care while apart also allows you to be a more patient and engaged parent when you're reunited. In short, giving yourself space, either physically or mentally, helps both you and your kids. The more deliberately you seek out that space, the less likely you are to lose your temper. How to handle parenting stress without losing your cool? Let's be honest. No matter how much you try to manage stress, avoid triggers, and establish healthy routines, there will still be moments when you're on the verge of losing your temper with your kids. Whether it's after a restless night or the 50th time they've ignored your request, meltdowns are inevitable. The goal isn't to prevent them completely, but to manage them in a way that keeps things from escalating. When you feel like you're about to snap, the trick is simple. Notice, pause, and do anything else. These three steps help interrupt your automatic reactions and give you a chance to make better choices. It's about creating distance between the trigger and your reaction. First, you need to be aware. If you don't recognize the warning signs that you're on the verge of losing control, you won't be able to prevent it. Pay attention to your cues, the subtle indicators that signal you're nearing a meltdown, such as a clenched jaw or a harsh tone. The earlier you identify these signs, the greater control you'll have. Once you recognize the situation, move to the next step, pausing. This can be as simple as taking a deep breath or as long as stepping into another room. Pausing helps to calm your mind, preventing things from escalating. It allows you to step back and avoid reacting impulsively. Do something, anything, to manage your frustration, whether it's stretching, staying silent, or stepping away. Taking any action is better than letting your anger boil over. Find a simple method that helps you relax. If your instinct is to yell, avoid screaming into a pillow. Instead, try deep breathing or grounding yourself by placing your hands on a counter. It takes practice to get these steps right, and you won't always succeed. But by noticing, pausing, and doing something else, you can lower the chances of blowing up. Keep practicing, and over time, it'll get easier to stay calm when things get tough with your kids. Even when things don't go perfectly, you're improving your self-control, and that's a victory. Key points. 1. Outbursts often happen when stress, tiredness, or emotional triggers push us past our limits. 2. Losing your temper is a learned behavior and can be triggered by specific events or emotions. 3. Recognizing your emotional triggers is the first step toward managing reactions and preventing outbursts. 4. Multitasking can raise stress levels, while focusing on one task at a time helps reduce frustration. 5. Getting enough sleep, seeking support, and practicing self-compassion are key to staying calm as a parent. 6. Taking physical or mental space from your kids can help you recharge and avoid emotional burnout. 7. When stress builds, pause, notice your feelings, and do something calming to prevent losing control.